Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of the Someone Cares broadcast. Welcome to the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. Thank you for tuning in today. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, notepad, and a pen if you're able, and call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study God's Word. We're going to take you back into a message entitled, Take Up Your Cross. In this message, I want to distinguish the cross of Jesus from the cross Jesus told us to bear. There's two different crosses in the Bible that we need to be made aware of. Now, on Jesus' cross, he ended sin and brought in everlasting righteousness for those who couldn't save themselves. Now, on the cross Jesus told us to bear, it causes you to resist this old life, keep it on a cross, and walk in the new life that you receive when the Spirit of God come in and give you a new birth and brings you into the kingdom. I want to teach you about this cross because there's many ministers teaching on the message of the cross, and there's many ministers teaching on the grace revolution. But I want to show you the true cross of Christ and the cross that Christ told us to bear and the true grace of God that empower you to walk it out. Let's go now into the message. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Just before we go into the message, let me give you a few more scriptures. Mark 8:34, the Bible says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The cross that Jesus told you to bear is self-denial. You have to deny yourself to follow him. You have to deny the old life, the old man, and you have to suffer persecution for his name's sake. 2 Timothy 3:12, the Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So the suffering on your cross is bearing what you go through in this life for the sake of Christ, since he bore his cross and set you free from sin. Let's go and learn more about the cross Jesus bore and the cross Jesus told you to bear. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Why do you need a cross now? Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. Let's go to 1 John 3:5. Hallelujah. And the subject is take up your cross. Jesus took his up because he had mercy on you and me. He saw where we was helpless. He couldn't send his spirit in no dirty vessel. He had to clean us up. He had to send his word to heal us. Then he had to send his spirit into our life. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:5. And you know that he was manifested that he might take away our sins. Now, I want y'all to look at this because I'm still talking. I'm traveling now. Don't think I'm not going to be long. All I got is 2 points. And you know I cut my points down from 3 to 2 because it look like I never get to 3 points. Come on, clap and praise the Lord. That ought to give you some encouragement. I cut them down to 2 points. But before I finish, I want to deal with instructions on how to live this life that Christ gave to us. And the second point is understanding this new life, because God sent me to preach this new life. I know about the old man, the old creature. I know him. Oh, Lord, do I know him. Hallelujah. But I want to talk about that new life that came inside of us. But before I get there, let me finish this. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. These people out here preaching the cross, the message of the cross, the message of the cross. Okay, well, the message of the cross should have been preached from the perspective that the cross took away sin. That's what this Bible says. Maybe let me see, make sure my Bible not reading different from yours. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. If he took it away, why you still got some? Okay. And in him is no sin. Now, this is not in my message, but when you get a chance, go read Daniel 9:24. Daniel prophesied about this Messiah that all the prophets talked about was coming. They had a hope of a Messiah coming. They had a hope of a Savior coming. Now, Daniel 9:24 told you what the Savior was going to do. That when he come, he was going to end sin. E-N-D. How in the world are we preaching Jesus cross and still got sin in our life? Still talking about you can't stop sinning. That ain't even Jesus cross. Because in Jesus cross, he ended sin. He broke that thing on you. Bible said he going to end sin and bring in everlasting righteousness. Now here's what I would do. If Bible prophecy talked about a Savior coming, ending, not covering, not causing it to hibernate. Right. He going to end it, E-N-D. Now, if you have, when I say you, now y'all know I'm preaching because I'm just preaching in the atmosphere. If you call Jesus your Savior, the one that was prophesied in the Old Testament, and you still got a sin problem, them two don't go together. And that's Jesus' cross. Jesus' cross ended sin. And if your sin's not ended, you got the question what Savior you serving. I just feel like I'm preaching to the atmosphere. I'm preaching to the city, I guess. See, because I, you know, these doctrines out here. The Bible said there's another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. I promise you, if you still got a sin problem, you better check your Jesus. Because the prophet said, the prophets, which is the scriptures, said that this Jesus, when he come get on the cross, he was going to take away sin and end it. Now, if sin haven't been ended, I would ask some questions. I'm going to leave that there. Let me move on because that's a whole nother message. Let me move on. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. Don't be deceived in this day and hour. He that doeth righteousness. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Watch this. Even as he is righteous. The only real and true righteous people are the ones that's doing righteousness. And the Bible compare your righteousness to someone, to Jesus, even as he's righteous. I promise you, if your righteousness is not parallel with him, some connection is not being made. So all these people that say, I trust Christ's righteousness, whenever you hear that term, that's a doctrine. That is a doctrine. Because I talk to them all the time. They say, well, I'm trusting Christ's righteousness. Wait a minute. This Bible says you got to be righteous even as he was righteous. And then why Christ going to judge his righteousness at the end? No, he going to judge your righteousness. What did you do in that situation? You're going to be judged for the deeds done in your body. Hallelujah. It says, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned it from the beginning. Now he done went past Adam, went all the way back to where the whole thing started at. Satan started this mess. And if you choose to go back to sin when God has freed you, you choose to go back inside of something Satan started. Doesn't mean you're not a you didn't get the Holy Ghost. It just means you chose, even after you got the Holy Ghost, you chose to go get back in what started the whole mess and killed those 17 boys in Florida. You chose to get back in what you got out of, what Jesus' cross broke over you. That's how we got to see it. And if we see sin like that, maybe we won't take it so lightly. Galatians 2 verse 20 said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, we basically still talking about Jesus' cross because in Jesus' cross, he destroyed this thing that had me sinning. I mean, the sin that I got involved in, all the stuff that I was doing. And I couldn't help myself, and his cross broke it. Then he sent me his spirit. Now, I want to get into talking about the cross Jesus told you to bear and why. We understand Jesus' cross. And see, here's the problem in the church. I mean, when I say the church as a whole, here's the problem in the church. Everybody loved what Jesus did in his cross. Everybody is marveling on that. Everybody even preaching about it. Amen. But everybody preaching about the cross and Jesus did it all and he paid it all. Wait a minute. He told you to get on a cross after he paid it all. Where's your cross? In his cross, he crucified some stuff. But let's look at Romans 6, verse 6. Knowing this, watch this. Before you take up your cross, you need to know this. And you need to know why you need to take up your cross. Knowing this, if you don't know this, cross preaching just going to seem like another message to you. Hallelujah. Highways and Hedges preached the cross yesterday, but they preached it with an understanding of what it was. You clap and praise the Lord. You got to know why you need a cross. Knowing this, that our old man, that Curtis Lewis, see that old man, Curtis Lewis, who was in bondage, who was moved by this prince of the power of the air, who was living out the lust out of my life, Jesus got on his cross and broke the power and ended the sin on me, and then sent his Holy Spirit in my life and made me to realize that old Curtis has been crucified. Well, why do I need a cross to keep him from bothering me? You do need a cross. Why do I need a cross to keep the fella from bothering me? I'm free. I'm crucified with Christ. Christ broke that thing over me. Yeah, but he told you to take up a cross to keep it broke. Well, if he crucified, now listen to the scripture again. Knowing this, that our old man, either scripture lying or telling us the truth, the old man is crucified, E-D, with him. Why? That the body of sin, all this sin that was in my life, might be destroyed, not just broken, destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. All right? Okay, if the old man is crucified, why in the world I need a cross? Because I shared last week that old man is like a skunk. He's like a skunk. Some of you wasn't here, and I know this is a little strong, but listen to me, just as an example. If a skunk run in this building, and we take a stick and run the skunk out, the skunk is gone, the scent is still here. You still have the scent of that old man. Let me show you something. Because it can't be the actual man itself, because the scripture would be lying to me. The scripture said, knowing this, that the old man is crucified. Said he's crucified. And Paul declared that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. But there got to be something I'm dealing with. What you're dealing with? That old man, that this person that gained all your learning, all your knowledge, all your wisdom up until the point that you got saved. You learned all of this stuff. Let's say 40 years you lived this life. 40 years. Let's say you lived 20 years before you met Christ. You lived 70 years. That's the old man. But now you done received God's spirit. You're a new creature. You got a new life. And that old life has been crucified, but you can remember everything you used to do. All your training came through that old man. Some of us went to college. Some of us went to higher learning. Even your learning, Satan was there helping twist that. All of that's considered the old man. I'm not saying learning is bad. I'm not saying everything we learned before we got saved is bad. I'm just simply saying if that was an evil influence, he was there working with you through every situation, circumstance, and relationship you went through. that's considered that old man, and he's there to influence you again. In fact, that's what Satan gonna tempt you with. He gonna bring those memories back. If you get to thinking, he'll let you feel those affections you used to feel with before you got the Holy Ghost. Now, how can I modify all that stuff? How can I overcome all that stuff? Jesus said, take up your cross. The cross represents a slow death of an old evil man. The slow agonizing death. That's what a cross represents. And Jesus said, yeah, my cross got you out this mess. But you got to understand, you still got that influence of that old man that's there that's really stronger than this one day that you just met Christ in a sense. In a sense. And if you don't bear your cross, if you don't put them girlfriends on that cross, if you don't put them old magazines on that cross, in fact, you ought to burn them up. Come on, clap and praise the Lord. You ought to burn them up. If you don't put them on the cross, I promise you, Satan gonna dangle that thing before you again. And when Jesus said, if any man come unto me and hate not his father, he said, you gotta hate that old life so much that even if your father try to influence you to go back to it, you gotta turn from it. Even if your mother try to influence you, your sister, your brother, even your own life. Once Jesus have did a work inside of your life, you're free. You're a new creature. But now to walk in that new creature, you're going to have to take up a cross and keep that old man on that cross. Because the minute you let him get off that cross and decide to walk in harmony with you, I promise you, you're going to find yourself doing the same thing like you ain't never been saved. Don't fool yourself. Hallelujah. So he said, knowing this, that old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. He did that. That henceforth you should not serve sin. He did that so you didn't have to serve sin no more. So now, if you want to walk in this new life, you got to keep that old man on a cross. And that old man on a cross is you denying it. That's why Jesus said, except you take up your cross and deny yourself. The self is where all your motivations are. Everything that motivates you is in yourself. Come out of yourself. Everything you like, everything you learned before the Holy Ghost came in. All of that right there is there as a sin. I'm going to tell you, when you get saved, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like God done started you all over again in the Garden of Eden, kind of like the Garden of Eden. Adam was in the garden, total harmony, total peace, innocent, righteous before God. But in that garden, there was a tree of life, and there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I promise you, saints, when you get saved, you back in a better place than Adam, to be honest with you, because the Bible said we have better promises built upon a better covenant. But we back and we got another start, just like Adam had a fresh start. But don't fool yourself. There's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil in that garden. And you know what that tree of the knowledge of good and evil is called for our lives? That old man. That old man is sitting right there in the garden. And see, the reason you need a cross is you got to keep that fella mortified. Keep him on that cross. Keep him dead. In fact, don't touch that tree. Because the day you touch it, death's going to enter back in. That's why you got to pick up your cross. Now, I want to talk a little bit about instructions on how to live this life. Because what happened is I received a brand new life. And the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Do we believe the scripture? You're a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. All things of God. Well, why those old things pop up from time to time in some Christian's life? You letting that man, that old man off the cross. That's why Jesus said, take up your cross. If you ever think, because Jesus did it all, I ain't got to do nothing, that old man got you already. Satan done tricked you already. And that's why these doctrines flying around in the air, he did it all, we ain't got to do nothing. You don't teach your children like that. Why would God teach his like that? So I've received a brand new life. Now, in order to walk in that life, I got to keep this old man, this scent, this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, whatever you want to call it. I got to keep it on a cross in order to enjoy this new life that I got now. Romans 6, verse 3 and 4. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death. See, when Jesus died on that cross, you died with him. Jesus' cross rendered a death to you to be free from the person that was in bondage. Your cross render a continual death to the old you. You got to keep your cross to keep him dead. You needed Jesus' cross, become dead, and walk in this new life. And what happened is, everybody preaching the cross and got it all jumbled up, and the church in the wilderness don't even understand the message of the cross. Because Satan liked to confuse this matter. But we got to see the difference between Jesus' cross and our cross. Jesus' cross provided freedom and gave a right for the Holy Ghost to come live in you. Your cross gives you a right to walk now in this new life you done received. Hallelujah. Come on, clap and praise him. Know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ was baptized into his death? That person dead. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the, watch this, Christ, Jesus Christ, got off the cross, put him in the grave, but when he was raised up by the glory of the Father. All right, when the Holy Ghost came to live in your vessel, the Holy Ghost took and destroyed that old creature, that old man, and raised you up in the glory of Christ. This is the life that we have the opportunity to walk in now, the glory of God. And the glory don't go out when I go on my job Monday. If you got a glory that goes out under pressure, that ain't the life of Christ. His light don't go out under pressure. In fact, it get brighter. No, what happened is you done come off the cross, off of your cross, and you want to react the way you used to react because you still remember it. You still know how to tell folks off like you used to. You still know how to lust if you want to. You still know all those things. But you got to stay on that cross and apply this word to your soul until every bit of that scent is dead. And if you don't, this is just an illustration, but it's true. If you don't do that, you're going to think sometime, am I really saved? The skunk, you're going to think the skunk back there, and it's the scent. Now you keep flirting with the scent, the skunk coming back too. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. That's what I'm walking in. Glory. I love this glory so much, I don't even want to touch no sin no more. Glory to God. This glory filled my soul. That's what we got when we got the Holy Ghost. This glory of God. This thing done consumed me so much, I can't even remember some of them things in that old man no more. I done died so much to that fella, I don't even remember some of them things. I was talking to my wife the other day, And I said, honey, I was going back way back on something. I said, for the life of me, I can't even remember some incident I was trying to remember. Then it dawned on me, don't even try. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. If you done died out to that, why you even want to think about it? You can completely die to that old fella. Completely. Where you have no issues.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for the day. But if you were blessed by this message, please contact us by either a word of testimony, a request for prayer, or if you would be so kind to support this ministry, call us up at 225-802-5613. That's 225-802-5613. Or give us an email at scmcci@hotmail.com. That's scmcci@hotmail.com. You can also go to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org to hear more free teaching of the Word of God. This is Apostle Lewis saying, God bless you. May God cause His face to shine upon you. And remember, someone cares for you, and His name is Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Lewis again. I want to take this honor and this privilege to invite you out to one of our worship services again. We worship at Refuge Temple Ministry right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 10414 Mammoth Avenue. That's 10414 Mammoth Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We meet Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and on Wednesday, we have a great Bible study at 7 p.m., and you will have the privilege and the honor of hearing our chief apostle, Bishop Wendell Archie. Again, this is Apostle Lewis saying we love you. We would love to see your face in the place in our beautiful sanctuary. Come out and visit with us. We will welcome you in at Refuge Temple. God bless you. Peace be with you. And remember again, someone cares for you, and His name is Jesus.